You have common sense if you notice there's a world around you. Not if you live by thinking you can do whatever you want to do. There is only one thing that I know is true about existence. You may think that it's common, it's not so common sense that we're dealing with.
Oh, hello there.
Hi.
Welcome in, everybody. It is Not So Common Sense with myself, Jalopy, and Miss Skylo 22, episode 18. You believe we're 18 episodes into this?
No, not even a little bit.
Crazy. It's crazy. We've evolved here, everybody. I'm no longer drinking coffee. I'm drinking tea.
As he says with such distaste.
I don't like tea at all, Sky.
I know you don't. I don't understand why. I just think that you're un-tea educated. Unteducated.
But my pinky is out.
We got some class. You know, we got to stay classy.
Welcome in, everybody, in the live stream right now. We see you out there. We love you. We appreciate you. If you're listening to us on the podcast, thank you so much for doing so. If you're driving down the road listening to us, look out. There's a bird. But thank you for being here. Appreciate it. 18 episodes and we're going strong. Loving it. Really excited about tonight's show. We got some beefy topics for y'all. And I'm excited about it. Something, though, about today that I'm not excited about is that I'm tired.
You had a long day.
I've had a long day. I did a lot of driving. I went and visited with my sister and we ran around all of Los Angeles doing hood rat stuff, you know. But now I'm tired, you know, and we got a show to do. So Skylo's going to carry the entire episode while I sit here and just stare off into the distance.
Classic Jalopy. Classic.
Yeah.
What else is new?
Nothing. My day was good, though. What about you? Did you do anything fun today?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Wheel.
I took my kid to school. That was pretty much it. Went to pick him up, came back home. He did some homework. School's canceled tomorrow. We just got the call.
Already? They used to literally never cancel school until, like, I was walking out the door. I'm already awake. I've already had breakfast. I've already brushed my teeth, fixed my hair, gotten dressed, got ready to go out into the cold.
You're like teetering at that point of just like, if I wait any minute longer.
Yeah. And then I'm like walking out the door and my mom's like, wait a second. They just canceled.
Yeah, just canceled. And you're like, fuck me. You got to take
They couldn't
off.
Have done that last night? Like, come on.
Yeah. They know this time around. Like, and I was honestly. Because I know other people have gotten the news already that the schools were going to be canceled like way earlier. And I'm sitting here like, I'm not too far from these people who are saying it. Why the fuck is my district just be like, nah, fuck it. You're full send. You're coming to school. Either that or I'm like, why even do that? They've been doing remote learning because of fucking COVID. Like he has an iPad. Like just do remote learning.
Remote learning would never have worked for me in school. It would not have ever worked for me in the least.
It shocked me that it's working so well now. And I think it's because like kids nowadays are so familiar with like the iPads and all that stuff. And there's more that you can do.
Yeah. It's not about that. It would have never worked because my attention span would have just never been there.
No, but that's what I mean is because they've already spent all that time like using these things where for us, it was like brand new. When we were growing up, you know, it was something that wasn't really like
now, if I were doing that, I would just put up a photo in front of the camera that's like blurry and it just looks like my camera's messed up. And then I'd just walk away. Go back to sleep. Let's be honest. That's exactly what I would do. And I would nail it. I would be perfect.
You know, what's funny. Last year during kindergarten, when my kid had to do the remote learning sessions, he actually took a picture, made it a background, but the picture was him just sitting there. So he legitimately did that.
Well, there you go. Like,
he just walked away, but he didn't realize that the teacher could see him walk away. So the teacher was like, Caden, where are you going?
Moron.
I mean, give him a break. He was in kindergarten. So, I mean, for him to even think that up is pretty impressive. Yeah,
that's worrisome, honestly, at that age. I feel like...
Just a little bit.
I feel like something should be done about that. I don't know what.
But because of him, you're not allowed to have your own custom backgrounds anymore. So all the kids were like pissed off that.
Oh, yeah, the Caden rule.
Oh, no. My kid's that kid. Fuck.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
That is how it goes.
But yeah, today was tiring. It sounds like you had a pretty easy day.
Yeah. Couldn't sleep. I was trying to take a nap all day and I couldn't. Just like you, I couldn't. Well, you were busy, but I just couldn't sleep for nothing in the world.
Yeah, that's fair. I could sleep right now for 3 days straight. Do you ever get like that, though? Do you ever get where you're just like, if I go to sleep now, I may not wake up for a week?
Yes.
It's
one of these days I'm going to like pay my mom and just be like, here, just take him on a vacation somewhere. I don't know
if there's a better feeling than when you know you get to go to sleep and you don't have to wake up at a certain time. You just get to sleep until your body just says, okay, I'm good.
We're done. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that there's a better feeling in the world than that, like 5 minutes of laying there knowing that you're just going to pass out any second and you're out for the night.
I don't think I've ever been able to do that because I've always had like pets or something. So something always woke me up no matter what. And I was like, I want to just knock out.
I think I'm a pretty heavy sleeper. I don't know. Maybe not. I really don't know. I think it just depends. But that was our days. What's happening out in the world, Sky? Y'all know we like to start every show with our current events. And what's happening, Sky? You're leading this show.
Just change the name to the Sky Low Show.
That's all it is.
Well, we all know we have to talk about this. This is something
I don't wanna.
We have to talk about
it. I don't
this.
Wanna.
Rip the Band-Aid off and just talk about it. I have not really talked too much about this because this just makes me sad. But we all know Betty White has recently passed. Mm-hmm. On the 31st, on New Year's Eve. They're talking about her funeral coming up soon, but
they haven't had it yet, huh?
No. It is going to be a private funeral.
That's fair.
But
should be.
It should be. It really, honestly, it should be. The thing that I love about her is when I was watching her growing up, like, I known her for a lot of her, like, advocacy for animals and things like that. So she was definitely somebody who I looked up to, like, as a kid growing up. There was something that she did, like, a show, like, Wild something with Betty White. And I remember her walking into, like, a lion enclosure, like, underneath where, like, it was the glass windows where the staff would be. And I remember, like, a lion, like, jumping up at the glass and just started pawing at the glass. And she was just standing there like, aren't you so beautiful? You're just so beautiful.
She was fearless.
She not even flinched. Like, I love that about
her. Yeah, she was fearless.
But what's really cool and awesome is that she's keeping this going for her funeral. So she wants people to, and I think a lot of people are going to be doing this, but, like, on her actual birthday, to donate to an animal shelter of their choosing.
Oh, that's really cool. Do we know when her birthday is?
The 17th of this month.
Of January, correct.
Yes, of this month.
She would have been 100. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. In my mind, she made it.
Yeah.
She made it. She lived through a bunch of leap years. She made it.
I'm giving it to her. People aren't counting the 9 months or so that you're in the womb. So, like, she's on that.
She did it. It counts for her.
Mm-hmm.
But that is sad. We are all going to miss Betty White, of course. And she has shaped many, many people.
Yep.
With her incredible talents over the years. So rest in peace to Betty White. You will be missed. And lighter news, though, we did have someone on the other end of the age spectrum, the younger end, a sixth grader did something pretty miraculous. a sixth grader saved two different lives in one day.
I was gonna say, it's pretty nuts, like, to be able to do that, like, just once in your lifetime, but two in one day
as a sixth grader.
Yeah, like, that's nuts.
Yeah, that is wild. This took place, where was this? This was in, I've lost my link for it here. I don't know where it is. My link is not working properly. I apologize, folks.
I'm having the same issue. You gotta love internet.
Oh, this good old link. Anyway, he's standing beside a guy in a cowboy hat. So we'll say it happened in Texas. I don't know. but yeah, he saved. It was a boy that he saw was choking on a bottle cap to a water bottle, correct?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he did the Heimlich maneuver?
Yeah.
I didn't even know what that was in sixth grade.
Me neither, I feel like I first learned about the Heimlich maneuver when I went to, like, leaving high school or something.
Yeah, I had it done to me, as we all learned, when I was in Walmart choking on my Subway sandwich, but...
Let's not rehash that. Oklahoma is where this happened.
Oklahoma, I was close.
But that was my next guess. Like, the craziest thing. So he did that earlier in the day at school, and then he goes home, tells his mom, like, "Hey, look what I did." And, you know, they're all chilling at the house, and the mom looks outside the window and sees, like, smoke coming from, like, the neighbor's house, and she's like, "Huh, that's weird."
Huh. Was it my house?
It might have been.
Did he save me? There's a chance.
Probably. There's probably a chance. That's two things. You know, he could have saved you with the Heimlich maneuver. He wasn't there. He just wasn't alive yet to save you. But they said that he actually said, "No, mom, like, it's a house on fire." So they actually went over there to see what was going on. And he felt the fire coming from, like, the door, went in and actually saved somebody's life. It was a woman inside the house that he helped get out.
Like brought her, got her outside. That's wild. Good for him. That's awesome. There are good kids out there. Contrary to jalopy belief, popular belief. And I feel like Skylar is extremely distracted right now, or she would have laughed at that, but...
I was still reading the article, sorry.
My goodness. We're doing a show here, Sky. I don't know if you're aware or not.
We're off to a great start.
Episode 18 is really kicking, folks.
It's a new year. This is the first episode of the new year, isn't it?
It is. It is our first episode of 2022.
We just completely forgot that old detail.
That's just a minor detail.
Well.
And we were never heard from again. This is our first episode of 2022. We had a very successful 2021, considering that's when it started, the show started. And once again, we would like to... put a big shout out to our sponsors. If you're watching the live stream, you see them right here at the bottom of the screen. Pure Romance by Rosanna. We got Fiverr. We got RW Construction. We got AV Carpet Care. We got it all. Thank you guys so much for the continued support. We appreciate you all. If you're listening to us on the podcast, you can look in the bio and the links and find the link to all of our sponsors and go check them out, because they deserve it. They support us, and we want you to support them. So big shout out to them for staying aboard with us for the beginning of this year that we're just off to an amazing start on. The sixth grader did more in one day than we're going to probably accomplish the entire year.
Yeah. Well,
what else is happening?
Awesome thing. So this actually, I'm ecstatic for this because I heard about this being a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Habitat for Humanity, for those of you that don't know, is it's a charity organization that actually builds homes for people who are low income or can't afford them. So they kind of gives them a place to stay, and they have places all throughout the U.S. I think all around the world, but I don't know. know that much into the details. Anywho, they actually printed a 3D house. It's the first one on the East Coast that's ever been sold. This thing is a 3-bedroom house in Virginia. It's got 2 bathrooms. This thing is beautiful. It's immaculate. I want to live in this house. And I'm excited for this.
Is this house 2D that I'm in right now?
Fuck me.
I didn't know.
3D printed house. I hate you so much right now. You know what? I'm done. I'm out.
What do they make that out of? What did they print it out of?
It's still like the same material as like wood. It's just like the way that they have it, I guess, twined down. Like I don't know, spooled. Like they make it into like a thread almost, but it's not a thread. It's just like the plastic ones or whatever. Like you can 3D print a lot of different things using different materials.
Oh, I thought it was just like one material for 3D printers. Just like Mm-mm. this like plastic material stuff.
No, they're trying to 3D print food right now. Like they're trying to actually, yeah, they're trying to 3D print food. I'm pretty sure they actually have successfully done some of them, but like, yeah, they're hoping 3D printing will like stop.
I just can't imagine a world in which I will ever want to eat a 3D printed steak.
Like imagine that though, like that's how it's gonna be. Like you're gonna press it in your fridge and be like, I want a cheeseburger, and just 3D print a fucking McDouble or some shit with, you know, fries.
I don't know.
Coke.
No, I don't know.
That would be dope. that's gonna be pretty dope.
That is wild though. That actually happened. You think that's? I don't know. That's really cool. I think. Maybe it's the way of the future. Maybe we'll talk about that later in the episode. But moving on to something a little more not exciting, but scary. Take a walk down Spooky Street.
Ooh, it's spooky.
We love spooky. Morgues is the first thing we're going to talk about that are creepy. I don't know that I've ever been in a real morgue. And you may be saying, well, Jalopy, have you been in a fake morgue? Yes, I actually have. I was a dead body in a fake morgue once on television. So,
I momentarily forgot about that, and I was literally in my head, I was like, wait a minute, what? And I was like, oh yeah. Like right before you started that sentence, like, oh yeah.
But even that was creepy, honestly. I've dealt with cadavers in college and stuff like that, but morgues, I don't know. Could you work in a morgue?
I don't think so.
Like late at night, you're there by yourself.
No, because honestly, a lot of them are like close or like on cemetery property too. And I don't do cemeteries. It would freak me out. I would be, oh God. I still wish they kept bells on people's feet. Like from back in the day.
Skylar just tying little bells to the toe tags on these bodies. Just in case.
Just in case. I mean, you never know. I'll bury them with fucking bells. I'll hear the zombie apocalypse coming, baby. Don't fuck with me.
Oh my God.
I'm going for it.
I think I could work in a morgue. I think it would be a little weird at first, but I feel like I would get over it pretty quickly. Because it would just be dead bodies. I don't know. To me, they're just dead bodies. They're just dead carcasses. It'd be like seeing a roadkill.
Yeah, but I don't like seeing roadkill either. That just makes me sad.
I don't like seeing it. I'm not saying I enjoy seeing it. I just don't think, like, I think I could handle it. You know what I mean? I don't think it would be a thing after a while.
But
have you ever been in a morgue?
I don't think so. Maybe when I was really young, I faintly remember something. but honestly, I don't think I ever have. I don't do well in like funeral settings or like going to places like that. Like, it's not like a me thing. It's just like I feel extremely awkward because like I understand death, I guess. So when I'm in that situation, like I have nervous laughter and I laugh at the most inappropriate times when I shouldn't be laughing. So everybody else is crying and weeping and I'm just like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta go. So yeah, I just avoid places like that altogether.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with that. A lot of people don't like funerals. They don't like hospitals. They don't like any of that. They don't like being around any of that. I don't like being around any of it. It's just it's just the energy around all of that is just, I don't like it at all. But it's kind of crazy. There's people that do this. They just work in the morgues all the time. And then they're just like, oh, I think I could eat a turkey sandwich now.
My friend, actually, I used to work in an LA Fitness and she ended up working there with me. But she went to school to do this, got certified and everything, and was starting to work at a morgue when I was leaving. It was nuts because she used to say the same thing. She's like, oh, yeah, we just embalmed a couple of bodies today. And she was talking about the fluids and like how she had to reconstruct like faces and stuff. And I'm like, you're basically doing plastic surgery on dead people.
Right.
Like,
it's like taxidermy on humans.
Yeah, it was nuts. And she was just like so cool about it. Like just like nonchalant.
I wonder if that's a thing that's like allowed, like. If I like requested to just be taxidermied and just like propped up at somewhere in somebody's house or something,
we already know.
Is that legal?
I don't know, but I have a feeling that if it is or if it isn't, I don't know. You're going to end up in Chipotle. We were ready.
100%. 100%. I want to be like the guy standing there with like an apron on at the line, like with a spoon in my hand, like, and then they come and give me their order and then they realize I'm just a dead guy standing there.
No, what they should do is put like a ticketing system so like the numbers come out of your mouth.
I'm down. I'm down for it. Take a ticket and I bite them.
You're supposed to be dead.
Yeah. But what about you, you room readers out there? Have any of you all ever been in a morgue? If so, let us know. Let us know what that experience was like for you. What else is freaky out there, Sky? What's spooky?
Mediums.
Well, this is a large, because I've been getting pretty big lately. I think I need to lay off of the...
No, you...
Off of the pasta.
But... Psychic mediums, you fatty McFattinson.
Oh. Well,
so psychic mediums. Have you ever like seen psychic mediums like on TV or like just out in the world?
I have friends that claim to be mediums. Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever tried to read you?
No.
Interesting.
Because they know that I will prove that they are not mediums. Because we all know how I feel about that.
Okay. So, but like hypothetically speaking, would you ever go to someone who knows nothing about you as like a psychic medium?
I would love to get read just so I can prove to them that they're not, that they're full of it.
But what if it's the other way around? What if they say something that can't be explained?
Yeah. No, I get it. There's things out there. I think there are definitely, there are unexplainable events. But I think being a full-on medium, you know, being able to say that you can talk to my dead mother, it just seems a little far-fetched for me.
Honestly,
just seems a little far-fetched.
I do feel like people can be connected to certain energies. I do feel that. Whether or not they can communicate with them, that's a whole nother thing that I would love to venture down and investigate, me personally. I want to be proven wrong. I want to be proven right. I just want to know the truth. So it is something that I would totally, totally, totally love to go delve down deep in. But at the same time,
if I could go and have them prove me wrong, I would 100% love to have that done. I just highly doubt that it would happen.
Makes sense.
That's just how I feel about it.
I feel like that's a lot of people though. Like, yeah, that's the point. And I think like it's one of those things where I used to want to do this with for my mom. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. I used to watch her show. It was on TLC, I think network was, but I used to watch her show all the time. She lives like very close to me. Like she had kids that grew up like close to me and stuff like that. So like it just kind of felt a little close to home because they saw people that I knew like mm-hmm. that were on that show, and they were just, they have told me like they were like, there's no possible way that they could have known certain information that like she had said.
Because right.
A lot of stuff isn't revealed on TV. A lot of stuff is recorded and given to them. So I thought it was like pretty cool. And I've always wanted to give that to my mom. And I think for me at the time was more of a thing of a sense of closure for people. I think what she does is it's more than just like being like a medium and trying to like prove that you're someone who can like see beyond or whatever the case may be. I think it just kind of helps give people a sense of closure who mm-hmm. don't know how to reach that level. And I think that's what I like about her specifically, like the most. It was just giving people right. that peace.
But we're all aware that I don't believe in any of that stuff, right? Like mm-hmm. we all know, we've talked about this in past episodes. I don't really believe in spirits. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. I do believe in energy. I think that we're just energy that gets dissipated and turned into energy spread out through other things. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way I look at it. So it's definitely very, hard for me to accept anything other than that, because until it's been proven to me, I can't accept it. And it's been proven that energy doesn't go away. It just reshapes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been proven mm-hmm. by science that energy just gets displaced. It just gets put in different areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm very much a proof type of person. You show me proof, okay, that's one thing. But until I see it with my own eyes, it's just something I just can't accept, you know? Like I said, I would love to be proved wrong. 100. If I knew somebody could talk to my mom, are you kidding? I would never leave their house.
Maybe we shouldn't try to prove this then.
But it's just, you know what I mean? It's very hard for me to accept it until it's proven to me. That's yeah. just where I'm at with it.
No, that's fair. That's totally fair. I know a lot of people that are just like that too. I'm on the fence. I don't know if I believe it. I don't know. Because for me, like a lot of people that I know do it, they're very in tune to God, and they're mm-hmm. very religious with it and things like that. And you know me, like I don't believe in religion. So for me, it's like, it puts me on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to believe that it's real just because it's like something that is.
Right. I would love to believe that it's real. 100%.
For me, it wouldn't even be to talk to anybody. I would just love for it to be real because it would just mean that there's more
out there.
World
yeah.
than we are capable of understanding.
100%.
And I think that's that just fascinates me of all. But, you know, that's just me.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Kind of a spooky there, Lop.
Well, I just learned this term. But apparently this is a thing called Wiccans. And mm-hmm. that's people mm-hmm. that practice like witchcraft and stuff. That I don't know the full definition of a Wiccan. I believe that's basically the full definition.
Pretty much.
It's scary, man, that there's like people that like want to like cause you harm through like that kind of stuff, whether you believe it or not.
It just takes one.
I'm not saying all Wiccans want to do that, but you can't tell me that there's not people that want to do that out there, that that's why yeah. they get into it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who will look at different types. There's different types of books and different types of magics. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I used to follow this as well, because it's like in my nature. But yeah, like they do worship, they practice witchcraft and they worship like nature. Mm-hmm. So they're more in tune to like pagan gods and things like that.
Right.
It's just, it's such a huge field. There's a lot of people that don't do anything, and it's called doing white magic versus black magic. And there's a whole bunch of different, like, different places do.
I don't know. All you ever hear about though is like the
Satanism,
the evil Satan. Yeah, worship, the worshiping Satan and drinking blood. Yeah, and sacrifices and you know that's the stupid stuff you hear about in movies. So that's the stuff I'm talking about. That's just kind of spooky. That there's people that are genuinely doing that.
Yeah, there are people who actually do believe that and actually do follow
that.
They're
actually out there sacrificing animals and people and things, and it's scary, man.
It's terrifying. There's people who are looking for, you know, immortality and all the nonsense. And in my country, like, we call it brujería. So, like, it's just basically means just witchcraft. But we also, it's again, it goes with believing in the whole God and religion and doing good white magic, which is ascended from the heavens and the angels, versus doing black magic, which is given to us from Lucifer. So it was just kind of weird. I saw a lot of stuff like that growing up. So it was just very weird to me. I never knew that they were called Wiccans until I went to like high school. And then I learned more about like the Wicca history and all the different places all around the world that practice different things. It is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people on TikTok too that actually they do spells. They actually have little charms and stuff that they make, and they show people how to do it, and they sell these things. And there's a lot of stuff that actually felt like it worked when I was growing up. But now that I'm older, I'm kind of like you, where I'm like thinking was it that did it, or was it like just something else? Like, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, like, anybody that's into Wiccan, being a Wiccan, whatever. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's scary that there's people out there sacrificing animals and shit and doing crazy stuff like that in the name of Satan. You know, it's just scary stuff out there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
I don't know. That's our walk down a spooky street. If you guys have anything spooky you want us to talk about in the future, please let us know in the comments. We're going to move on to something that's should be considered spooky, but it's more funny most of the time. It's weird laws. And we would love to hear some weird laws from all you guys, all you room readers out there that can maybe name off some that maybe we haven't talked about that you think are absolutely absurd. In New York, you can't throw a ball at someone's head for fun.
See, I'm upset about this because I live in New York. I mean, why can't I throw a ball at my kid's head? Like, that sounds like it would be an amazing time. I've actually kicked a ball into his head.
Yeah.
I felt terrible after, but
I think it's what about snowballs? What if you can't have a snowball fight?
I guess not.
Oh, you're having fun.
We got to make them into like little triangles or squares.
Okay, like little ice ninja stars.
Yes.
Okay, that'd make be okay. Phallic. But if it's a ball, you just can't do it.
Just make it a phallic shape of some sort, you know?
Of course you would make it a phallic shape. We mostly talk about U.S. laws, but we've got some international laws this week that are pretty interesting.
This one actually, it doesn't surprise me, but in Italy, men can't wear skirts. So the Scottish, I guess, are not welcome in Italy.
No Scots in Italy, guys.
No kilts.
No nothing. Kilts.
That's just messed up. Like, why do you have to be skirtists?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Is that like a big problem in Italy? what's happened in Italy where this has become a law?
Maybe it's too windy and just the draft.
how is it any worse though for a man and a woman? Like it's why men can't wear them, but women can. I don't understand.
It's more socially accepted to see a woman's privates than it is for a man.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly.
Italy's doing something
is.
Different over there, guys. That's all I know. Italy is wild and out, y'all.
Maybe it's because of the waters when they rise up. You know, it's just not very protective. Maybe a fish was swimming by and. Nick, you know, so many things could have happened.
Yeah.
So many things could happen, yeah. I'm down with that law.
I don't know. It just seems a little sexist to me if I'm being honest with you. I don't know. Just wait, sexism could go the other way, right? I think that's something.
What about skorts? Can men wear skorts?
I don't know.
Do you even know what a skort is?
Yeah, it's a skirt with shorts.
Okay.
Like underneath. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I think everybody knows what those are. Something else men can't do in Egypt is belly dance. You're not allowed to belly dance. Only women can belly dance in Egypt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only we're allowed to be sexy and seductive.
I guess. What if I was really good? What if I grew up spending my life learning how to belly dance? And then they were like, oh, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, no, tough shit. Go somewhere else. Go to Hawaii or France or I don't know.
Is belly dancing like a big thing, cultural thing in Egypt, I wonder?
Mm-hmm.
Do they do a lot of belly dancing over there?
Yeah, they do.
I've never been.
It's really fun. You should go. It's really nice. It's warm. It's hot. It's dry. There's pyramids. There's sand.
I've never wanted to belly dance in my life, but I guarantee you if I went to Egypt, I would want to just because I couldn't. I couldn't.
You'll end up in an Egypt prison.
Yeah. What? What are you in here for? I don't want to say.
You wouldn't believe it.
I'd rather not say. What else, Sky? What else is just nuts out there?
This one like blew my fucking mind, and we're coming back to the States for this one. In Florida, horse theft is punishable by hanging.
I support it.
By hanging?
If I have a horse and somebody steals it, hang that douche.
What if it was an emergency? What if
it's circumstantial, obviously, but they're just stealing it to steal my horse.
But why hanging? There's so many other ways.
The punishment should be? They should just be drug around by the horse, tied by the ankles for like a mile. That should be the law. It's going to make anybody think twice about stealing a horse. I don't know.
You're going to do that again.
Yeah.
Missing half of your back.
Or they should have to stand there and just let the horse just kick their shit out of them.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Those videos, when I see them, they make me cringe. People getting kicked from like a horse.
Yeah.
And they just go flying. Oh, God.
The horses can kick.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're aware of this, but horses can really, they can do it to you.
They can do some damage, all right. Oh, God.
In Thailand, you can't leave your house without underwear.
See, this is a whole problem for me, too, because I never wear any. So, like, what am I supposed to do?
You stay at home.
Well, fuck.
You stay at home. Now, what if you have your underwear on over your pants?
Interesting. Technically, you're wearing it.
Technically, your pants would be the underwear.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Would they not?
I mean, could you just wear just underwear then and just not wear anything else?
What if you wore two pair of underwear? That's it. I need clarification, Thailand.
Can we get our Thailand?
I need
listeners?
These laws to be explained to me before I go to Thailand.
You're just gonna walk around looking like Doug Funny.
Uh-huh.
Quail man
all the way. Poor quail man can't go to Thailand.
That's
he can't do
up.
It.
It's messed up.
I don't know. but yeah, that's some other weird laws happening around the world out there, folks. Moving on to a segment we do every week. It's a fun segment, too. It's Movie of the Week. And this week's Movie of the Week is an oldie but a goodie. I don't know how old it is, actually. Let me look and see. I believe it's
2005, 2004?
2009, actually. So, but that was still like over a decade ago, which is crazy to me. But this was The Fourth Kind with Mila Jovovich. I don't ever know how to say her name. And Will Patton and some really big stars. You pick this movie. So the movie of the week, we each pick a movie once a week for the other person to watch. That a movie that they haven't seen. I haven't seen The Fourth Kind. And I watched it, and it was trippy.
Yeah, it was really trippy. This movie, I was so young when I watched it the first time, and it messed me up. Like, I was genuinely like, I need to see, like, this real footage. I need to look into this town. Like, I need to go there. I wanted to, like, travel to Alaska because of this movie.
Yeah, it was definitely a just a mind twister, you know? It's like, what's happening here? And there's like real footage supposedly from this film. Again, I question it. I don't know
question
that it's
everything.
Yeah,
question
I question everything. But I don't know that it's I don't know. I'd have to look it up. Because I feel like, I don't know. It says, I really don't know. It says that the footage is of the real people and stuff. And they're actually, the people that are supposedly the real people in the movie are not, I'm not seeing them listed on the cast on IMDb currently.
Yeah, I know that the people that they were supposed to be, they gave them aliases to all their names, so none of the names are real, so they didn't want to stay like
right, but the people in the real footage, I mean, you know their faces.
Yeah, they probably were not giving their names so that you can't put the two together.
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah, that's the movie we'll watch, The Fourth Kind. If any of you guys have seen it, you know what we're talking about. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. I think it could fall under the classic label, right? Could fall under a classic.
Definitely.
Because I've always heard of it. I've just never really watched it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those movies that it's kind of like a psychological horror. I kind of feel like it fucks with your head.
It's a thriller. It's about an unsolved mystery that happened in Alaska where there was a town that's seen a huge number of unexplained disappearances for a span of like 40 years. And there's big accusations of like a federal cover up. And there's live archived footage of these things that are supposedly really happening, but they got covered up by the feds. Apparently. I don't know. I don't know how true any of it is.
If like they can go back, because like right now that, like, you know, obviously the government has pretty much said like, hey, they're aliens are real.
Right.
They told us. So,
they told us like last year and
nobody cared
at all.
So like, what if like we could just kind of like tell them like, hey, can you confirm this movie for us, please? Because I really need to know. Like, I really need to know. I genuinely need to know.
I know. Everybody was so worried about COVID and everything, which is fair. But when they dropped the bomb that aliens are real, none of us batted an eye. We were just like, oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
But this COVID, man. They're like, what else can we get in there? Throw in murder hornets. And
yeah,
murder hornets
are on the way.
Things. Oh, that's terrible. Did you hear Nana died from COVID?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Jesus craziness Christ out there, man. I don't know. I think our priorities as humans is a little bit... off.
Jaded?
Just a little bit off. That's The Fourth Kind. Definitely check it out. 2009. Mila Jovovich. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong, but that's how I'm going to say it. So, Jovovich. I don't know. I don't know how to say it. Maybe I will learn in the future, which is our next topic. the year 3000. This is a new topic we have here. I think we've only done this segment once or twice maybe, and it's a lot of fun where we like to talk about things that what we think things will be like in the year 3000. Mm-hmm. And we've covered things like traffic, commuting, what's the word I'm looking for?
Transportation.
And this week we're going to talk about homes. Yeah, what do you think homes will be like in the year 3000? Houses.
I mean,
not like Sherlock Holmes, like homes, like
what's up, Holmes?
Yeah.
So kind of like what we were talking about earlier with the 3D printing of that house, like I kind of feel like we're going towards that faster production, that using less material and things like that, because I know it's more efficient. So obviously I kind of feel like we're going to be more efficient with the way
housing
we do things
these days is outrageous. Like it's almost impossible for people of our generation to afford to purchase a home.
Mm-hmm.
With the way prices are and inflation and all that, like the economy is not in great shape, and it's just getting worse. So unless something gives, I see us honestly all living in mobile homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody doing the van life thing. We're all just going to be a bunch of van lifers running around. And you know what? I'm okay with it.
Honestly, I am too. I would definitely convert like a bus or something and just like live in there with my dogs. And
people are learning, our generation coming up, you know, our generation, the generation coming up after us, I think that they're learning that you don't need this big fancy house. You don't need all this stuff, mm-hmm. this big yard. You can spend more of your time and energy and money on things that you truly enjoy and love to do more so than I need the big fancy house with the big yard and the fancy cars and all. People are learning they don't need that. They don't want to waste their money on that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And I don't know. I could see it going in the direction of we're just going to be traveling around in little mobile homes everywhere.
I want a flying mobile home. Like, that would be dope. I think that's where we would be, like, little hover homes.
Hover homes. I like it. Hashtag
mine.
Hover homes.
I made that. That's me. Yeah. Everybody back the fuck off.
Hover homes, TM. I like that. I like
that'd
though.
That'd be a little dope. Like, they look like, you know, dog houses, but bigger on these little, like, round, circular. You could, like, go to your neighbor's house. Where you want to hover to? I don't know. Let's go to the beach. All right. Just hover on over.
So just little pods. We're just going to be living in little pods that mm-hmm. we just hover around in. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think the year 3000, believe it or not, it's over 900 years away. So who knows? Look what we've done in the last 100 years with technology and advancement.
Yeah,
who knows where we'll be 900 years from now? I know one thing. I won't be here for it. So one of y'all are going to have to let me know what happens.
How are they going to let you know?
I don't know. Apparently psychics or mediums can tell me. I really don't know. They can contact me.
They'll contact you from the dead. Be like, hey, Jalopy, I followed you from Not So Common Sense. Mm-hmm. I found the archives. You want to know what it's like? That would be mm-hmm. kind of dope, actually. Yeah, contact me too. Can you contact us both?
Mm-hmm.
Whoever, like, in the future when you're listening to this through your library archives, because we're going to be awesome and famous like that, we'll be there.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's pretty interesting that we need to figure out what we're doing with homes moving forward, because things really aren't looking great for our generation and generations to come. But I don't know. I think there's so many possibilities. So many possibilities. And I don't know, we'll see. Or we won't see.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. But that is the year 3000. Let us know, folks, what you room readers out there think will be the homes of the future. What do you think they'll be like? What do you just think life in general will be like in the year 3000? Now, we're going to get to some of your topics right here in our next segment, Viewer Topics. Viewer Topics. And the first one is, Sky, it's a question. I got a question for you. What was your favorite age?
Crap. I wasn't prepared. I knew I was supposed to prepare for these things, and I totally wasn't prepared. I'm going to have to say, like, 3, 4. It was before school age. And I know you're probably thinking, there's no way you could possibly remember anything that happened at that age.
I don't remember a single thing from that age.
I remember a lot due to the fact that we moved constantly. And I remember the places that we used to live. I remember swimming. I remember Boston, because we continued traveling to those places as we got older. So a lot of those things, like, really stuck in my memory. And I remember learning to swim and being this little thing, like, in the pool, like, 2-3 years old, swimming, like, with my little floaties, all happy and shit. So I think it was just like a carefree time for me that I just enjoyed, that I didn't have to worry about life now that I'm a mom. And I'm like, oh god, I want to be his age, where he doesn't have to worry about anything. Like, the worst thing is, like, what I have for homework or something. So
yeah, that's fair. I think for me it was probably, any time before I had responsibilities as an adult, right? Like, you don't realize how good you have it as a kid sometimes, I think, when you don't have those responsibilities. When the worst thing you have to worry about is your homework or your practice for sports. I'd say it was probably well after high school, though, honestly, for me. It was probably my early 20s. Late teens, early 20s for me, when I was at that less defeated age, you know what I mean? Less, yeah. I had that young, spry, go-getter mentality at that age, and everything is just the world, endless possibilities out there, and it's a cool age to be, when you have all these big dreams and all of that. And not that I've lost those, but you view things differently the older you get. You view things a little more logically and a little less, with a little less of a beauty filter on them.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that would be my favorite age. Do we have another one here? We do.
Yeah, we do. What was your best school subject? What was something that you excelled more than
lunch? I don't know if that counts.
No,
but
it does not fucking count. You can't say gym either, or recess, or free period.
No, it would, believe it or not, it wasn't my favorite at all, but it was my best, and that was science. I was always really good at science, and I don't know why. I didn't even care for it. Didn't care for it at all. I was not interested in science. I had no desire to learn about it, but for some reason it was just one of those things that when I was taught about it, I just understood it. It just clicked for me. I was like, oh yeah, that makes perfect, this is hard for people, you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, there's definitely really hard science stuff out there, but like the stuff that they were teaching, I was just like, this all makes very, like, it was just one of those things, you know how some people are really good at math or really good at whatever. That was science for me. It just came very naturally and easy to me, but I had no interest in it at all.
Was there a specific, like, science subject, or was it just all science?
It was just all science. Like, it was science all, when it came to like science fairs and stuff like that, I always like did like top tier science fair projects and all that, because it was just always, everything just made sense. It was mathematical, but like without the math for me, it was more of just like a, I don't know, like putting puzzle pieces together is what is like, you know what I mean? It was one of those things just fit and I understood it and I don't know why. Again, I was not interested in it at all. But yeah, my best school subject, hands down, was science.
That's awesome. That's actually, I'm kind of in the middle because I did really well in creative writing in English. I was really, really good at it, but at the same time, same with you, science, physics, biology, and earth science were the three that I really, really excelled in. I wasn't too into chemistry. Like, I liked it. I thought it was cool, like, all the reactions and stuff. But, like, I was always just like, what if I blow up the school by accident by mixing, like, the wrong? So, like, it kind of, like, it. I was intimidated by it, but I loved physics.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know which one I was better at. I just know I scored the highest on both of those, so it's kind of hard for me to pick between the two.
Yeah, that's
fair. I can tell you my worst school subject, which hands down is like history, social studies, anything that has to do with that. I just know that was bad for me.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I know a question that I actually don't think I know the answer to for you. I know what it is now, but next viewer question.
Oh, wait, no. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, of course, everybody does. Everybody probably does.
I hope so.
But who was your first celebrity crush?
So this was really hard for me because I had to go, I had to dive deep into like, okay, well, what was the first like shows or movies or things that I watched and who did I like? So the furthest back that I can remember is, you probably won't even know who he is. You might. Andrew McCarthy. He was on Weekend at Bernie's, Pretty in Pink.
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember other things that he was in. I think, was he in Breakfast Club? No, I don't think he was in Breakfast Club.
I don't have a clue.
He had like this blonde hair, blue eyes, like this puppy dog look on his face. Like he was just absolutely, like I loved Weekend at Bernie's. I loved both of the characters from Weekend at Bernie's. It was him and Jonathan Silverman. Was the other. I like was in love with the both of them. I feel like that was the one movie that like really like stuck with me the most. But yeah, Andrew McCarthy, I want to say probably was my first celeb crush, and not a lot of people knew like know or knew who
he
was.
I still don't know who he is, but how do you feel about him now?
I still think he aged well.
Okay.
Yeah, I tap that.
That's fair, I guess. Oh boy.
Well, what about you? I feel like I knew or I know, but like I don't know if there was somebody before.
I think there was somebody before. Who are you thinking?
Shania.
That's very close. That there was one before.
Okay.
And I don't even know that it was before. I'm feeling as if it was before. It's my memory from being a child is very terrible. But Miss Amy Jo Johnson, and you might be saying, well, who is that? That was the Pink Power Ranger the 90s who played Kimberly.
I remember you saying that. I thought she was after, though.
No, I believe she was like the when I first was like, I think I like this female thing over here. This is interesting to me.
What is happening in my pants?
Yeah, I don't know. I was crushing on her, I believe. I think is what it was. I genuinely think that was my first true crush. So, Amy Jo Johnson, if you're out there, you still have my heart. You're out there listening to us.
You know what's funny? Like, looking at pictures of her right now, I'm like, she she resembles your type. The types that you're always like, oh man, I find this like person like so like I oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Welp.
Yeah.
She shaped your life. It all makes sense now.
Yep.
It all makes sense.
It does. It truly does. All right. Next viewer topic is, do you have a go-to guilty pleasure?
Jesus. I did not think this one at all. I just, oh God, I don't know. Well, yeah. I like to eat, like just eat everything. Bread.
I don't know how that's a guilty pleasure. I feel like everybody loves to eat.
Yeah, but I like really will just like, you know, like in those like TV shows, like those cartoons where they go into the fridge and then they pull out like everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like puts it on the table and like that. Like that's like the style. Like I was just like, all right, I just need to go make myself happy. Let me just go make 10 fucking sandwiches and get a pint of ice cream.
Like, okay.
Just eat myself to death because I'm okay. Just a glutton.
Like,
I
kind of
feel like that's it. I can't really say. I mean, masturbation, like.
Again, I feel like that's a very common thing.
I know. So I'm like, amongst I'm kinda like, people. I don't really have anything else I do. Like, I listen to music. That's it.
All right, then.
That's all I got. That's all. All
right. That's fair. I mean, I like to eat, too. I guess I'll tell you mine. It's being pampered, going like to like have a like as a guy, you're supposed to supposedly not like this stuff. But I want to go and get a massage and I want to go and have them do the foot and hand, I forget what they're called. The
manicure
pedicure thing where they like massage your feet and legs and. Just pamper me. I just want to be pampered. A spa day. Like, that's my, like, and I should, you know what? I'm feeling less and less guilty about it the older I get because it's like, you know what? I'm a human being. I have a human body that aches. Why shouldn't I want that to feel better?
Yeah, love it. Fuck it. Own it. Take it.
I don't know, man. People just, you can just do the most logical thing and you're just, viewed as not manly for it, and it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, it kind of goes right there with like getting a skirt. You think the people of Italy will not let you go to the spa?
They might say no. Spas are for ladies only, sir.
Get your ass out of here. You go rub the rocks from the sea like every other man.
Yeah.
All over your body. I can see that, but that's, I don't know. I kind of feel like, just like you, like, I feel like the older I am, I'm like, oh, who cares? Like, fuck it.
I'm at the point now where I just don't care.
Yeah,
just
don't
think what
guilty.
You think what you want to think about me. I just don't. It's just, that's you're the one thinking that. I didn't make you think that. You thought that. That's all you. I didn't control any of that.
Exactly.
So, that's just where I'm at with it.
Here's something that I'm curious to what you got for this, but what's something that you can't live without? Like, at all. Ever
in
again.
This day and age where we're at right now with life. I think I still have to stick with the internet. I think it's just too convenient. Too convenient. It's just, I feel like, I don't know though, a bed. Man, I don't know that I could sleep without a bed. I don't know that I could get through my nights without a bed, like something comfortable to sleep on.
Oh, I totally could. I totally could. I've slept on floors.
It's either the internet or a bed. Those are my two things.
I wasn't expecting the bed turn from you. I wasn't expecting that.
No.
Yeah, I could sleep anywhere. It doesn't matter. You put me in a tree, I will sleep on the rocks.
I can't.
In the dirt. I'll sleep on water. Fuck it. Float.
I can't do it.
I'll be right. Make sure a shark doesn't eat me. For me, it's music.
That's fair.
Couldn't live without it. I
can see that 100%. You are very into your music.
I am. I can't not have it playing in my head. I mean, like right now, there's a song going off in my head. It's Teen Spirit. So like, like I need it to survive. Mm-hmm. For me, it would be just such a dull world without listening to something that's going to keep you pumped and going.
Yeah. I get it. Music is extremely powerful.
It is. You know, it motivates me.
We are able to really change our entire moods, our entire mindset with music.
Yeah.
And that's really powerful. I think people don't realize the level of power that is to be able to change somebody's entire mindset with a noise.
I know. Like, people shit on music all the time, and I get it. Everybody has their preferences, but for me, it's exactly that. Like I said, like, I had the first experience with, like, actually listening to music was when I was in the fifth grade, and our teacher used to have us sit there, close our eyes, and he would play a song and then just say, okay, now write in your journals how that made you feel. Like, what went through your mind while that was going? And I think that's what shaped me when it came to music, because it was just like everybody had something different. Like, it was the Flight of the Bumblebees, and everybody had a total different perspective of that song. Some people chaotic, some people like were saying that it was just something that was just smoothing, like, and just, it was just, for me, it was just wild to see what somebody's head like went to. And I was in the fifth grade, like, I was so young, and ever since then, like, that was just,
well, we start listening to music, I mean, you can start listening to music in the womb, right?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That's how powerful, yeah, that's how powerful music is. And that's a very good one. I think a lot of people wouldn't think about that.
Yeah,
you know,
my kid was listening to Metallica and Slipknot right in my stomach, and he came out loving music from System of a Down. So
yeah, that's we're gonna talk about that one later.
Well.
But yeah, that is interesting. Is there anything else outside of music, though, that like comes to your mind of what can't I live without? And viewers out there, if you're listening on the podcast later, or you're in our live channel right now, our live stream in the chat, please let us know what is something that you don't think you could live without right now.
I need like a soft ass hoodie, like a blanket hoodie or something.
You couldn't live without a hoodie?
No.
Goodness.
The amount of hoodies I have in my life is absurd, but specifically a blanket hoodie. Like, just something to just, I feel safe in. And it's like my security blanket. Like, people have like things that they hold that help them feel calm and safe. For me, it would be that. Like, that's, my hoodies are like my security blanket. Like, I feel comfortable in them. They're warm. I can hide. Like, I get them huge, so I can literally just turtle myself into them. Like, like, it's a good time. It's a good time with my hoodies. So
it's bad that, like, one of the first things that comes to my mind, and I know I could live without it, but it's just something, is my air fryer.
I can see that.
Because I've lived without it up until just this year. I did just fine without it. But now that I have it, I'm picturing life without it. Sounds terrible.
That's funny. It's
so convenient. Oh my gosh, the convenience of an air fryer is it's unreal. All right, we're going to move on to a very, very, very fun segment we like to do here called What Would You Do? Where we give little scenarios to each other here, and we let you know what we would do if we were in this situation. And if you're in the chat, as I said, listening to us on the podcast, please let us know your responses to these as well. Trust me, we read everything. We read all the responses. We appreciate it all, and we get a big kick out of it. So thank you guys for those of you who do play along with us. And listen up and let us know on this first one right here. I'll ask it to you, to Sky first. I haven't read any of these. This is the first time I'm seeing any of these. On a sightseeing trip, the guide is boring and not well informed. Do you tip them when it's over?
No, I don't.
Wow, you're ruthless.
No, at some point I would have already had left the tour. I would have I would have not been there anymore to even finish his little expedition, and I probably would have been pissed the fuck off that I've already spent said money on that. So he's still going to get paid, and fuck that guy for now ruining my experience.
I am the guy that's going to tip you whether you do a great job or a terrible job. I tip waiters more than I should. I tip waitresses more than I should. I tip I tip bus drivers. Whoever. I'm tipping them. If it's somebody that you customarily tip, I'm going to tip them.
You are a better person than I am.
I'm not. It's not out of moral reasons. It's out of, I've been there.
So have I.
And I know how much people rely on tips. And I know how sometimes your job can be affected by something in your life that's happening that's out of your control. And you may just be off your game that day.
Yeah.
And trust me, there's times where I'm like, no, you don't deserve a tip. Take it. But you need to know I'm not happy about this.
I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I was in the service industry. I totally get it. When I gave it my all, I knew I deserved what I got. When I didn't give it my all, I knew I deserved what I didn't get.
Yeah,
I knew what I was putting out there. Like, it's either I had to, no matter what was happening in my life, I had to put on a face. I walked through that door. That's my livelihood. If you are a guide on a sightseeing trip and you're not even informed about the shit that's going on around me and I'm getting bad information, you're not doing your job. You haven't done your job because this should be second nature at that point. I don't care if you're new or not. This is something you signed up to do.
Yeah.
Do it. The boring part isn't what it is for me. Like, you can be boring and you can be informative. It's not giving me the right information. That's what I paid for this tour. And you're not providing me with the service that I paid for. So why should I give you more money for that?
No, I get it. I get it. Trust me. I get it. I just physically, I can't. I just can't do it. Just can't do it. I can't be that guy that's just walking away and not tipping. I can't do it. I don't know what it is. There's no way. No way.
Because I'm a better person than I am, because fuck that guy.
I don't know.
Okay. This one's pretty cool. Someone is telling raunchy jokes at a party. Everyone's laughing. Do you fake laugh even though you think he's being a vulgar idiot?
Negative. If your joke is not funny, I am not laughing.
Is that the face you're gonna give him? Just the expressionless staring through your soul?
I'm just waiting for the funny part.
Where's the punchline? Where is the punchline?
I don't know. I may laugh at them for like being an idiot. I'm not gonna laugh at their joke. There's a big difference.
Go look at him. Go look at him.
There's a big difference.
I don't even laugh at just regular jokes that I find unamusing. I'm not gonna laugh.
I can't do it. I can't fake laugh. I'll just be like, ha. Moving on. Oh, that's the worst though, man. If you're at like a party or something, and then there's this one person that just tells this joke, and it's just, it doesn't land with anybody, and it's just like,
it's just awkward.
Some people will laugh and be like, because it's awkward. Yeah, they're like, they don't know how to react, so they just laugh. And I'm just like looking at them like, no,
just don't do
just,
it, dude.
Just walk away, just walk away, put your head down. And walk. No, don't. I normally say keep your head up, keep your chin up. No, put your head down, look at your feet, and walk out the door.
You're staring at the ceiling, kid.
Think about what you've done. Put your head in the corner and think about it for a while.
Go into the shame corner.
We've all been there, though. We've all done jokes that we thought were going to be funny. We thought they were going to land, and then they didn't.
Yeah.
And you know, it's rough.
I'm such a great mom.
We're only going to learn. We're only going to learn by being shamed about it.
Yeah.
You don't have shame, you don't learn and grow.
I do this to my kid on a daily basis because every now and then he'll be like, "Mom, do you want to hear a joke?" And I'm like, "Sure, what's up?" He'll be like, "Why did the pan cross the road?" "Why?" "Because it's a tin can." "Get it?" And I'm like, "No, that joke was lame. Please try again." And then I would walk away. He actually does legitimately try to do better each time. So
that's so funny.
I feel like I'm helping him because I don't want him to go out into the world and like make those really weird, awkward jokes and look like a fool. I want him to actually be funny. So
right, that's fair. You want your kid to actually be funny. You don't want him to. You don't want him to be that guy that's flopping at the.
Exactly. And when he does do funny things, then I'm just like, I will overly laugh sometimes to kind of like help him. Like, you're on the right path. You're going the right way. That's funny, kid. Keep going.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
No, I like it. You're raising them right. I think you should teach. Yeah, I agree. Teach them what's funny and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A guy at your gym is known for hogging a treadmill. Never gets off when he should. Do you tell the management?
I think I would annoy the shit out of him first. Like, I would do everything in my power to just, like, really annoy the fuck out of him. You're inconveniencing me. I'm just going to annoy the shit out of you. I'm going to push the buttons on the treadmill. I'm going to stand.
I'm crop dusting them.
I was going to say, I'm standing, like, face to face with you while I'm doing it. Just like with my
no, I have full on circled a machine crop dusting them at the gym before. Full on, I full on 360 fart all the way around them, just walking around the machine farting as much as I can. When somebody does stuff like that, or there's that person that has like seven different. Types of weights at their bench, and they're like going back and forth between them all, and it's like trying to do all these quote unquote super sets. It's like, come on, bro.
I know.
I can't stand people at the gym. People at the gym are just they're
a whole nother breed of
they
people.
Really are. Like I want to like cheer them on. I want to root them on. I'm like, yo, you're here. You're bettering yourself. You're getting healthy. You're working hard. You're doing it. But you're a horrible person.
You're a dick.
You're not reading the room at all.
And honestly, this actually happened at a gym that I used to work at. It was the same guy for like every week, Wednesday, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock, like clockwork. We'd have a knock on my door. "Excuse me, the guy that's always at the treadmill, he won't get off, and it's already been like, I gave him an extra 10 minutes, and I really have to go, I have a class," and I'm like, fucking fuck. So I would have to go up there, and then like, I'm like, "All right, you gotta get off the treadmill." He's like, "Well, 5 more minutes, I'm like, "Nope," and I would literally take the stop button and take it off, and he would get so mad at me. "Well, I'm gonna tell your boss about this." I'm like, go the fuck ahead. Go, like, go to a different gym. Like, bro, like, come on, just stop. Just stop. Mm-hmm. Go run around the fucking building. I don't know. Get the fuck off the treadmill.
Yeah. Jesus. You know what I decided? My fix for this was I was just going to be lazy and not go to the gym anymore.
Well, that's counterproductive, mister.
I'm going to need you to get so back on. So now I just sit around and fart on myself. And it's a lot easier to do when you're putting weight on and eating all the junk food that I'm eating. It takes zero to minimal effort.
Fucking Christ. I'm done with you.
Oh, I tell you. Moving on. All right.
Your 12-year-old is dying to play a new zombie killing game rated mature for violence and language. Do you still buy it for them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have raised them to know the difference between video games and real life.
Mm-hmm.
And at 12 years old, if they haven't been able to determine those things, then I have not done my job
as a parent. I agree. Like my kid right now, he will play Apex. Like, he,
right.
For whatever reason,
first of all, 98% of the games are kids. Killing stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Fortnite. You're killing humans.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, he plays freaking, whatchamacallit, Mario. You're killing Koopas and Goombas and all
turtles
and turtles,
yeah,
and cats and, you know, oh my. So, like, there's other stuff that, like, it just doesn't show it as graphically. So, like, mm-hmm. things that I wouldn't let him play are, like, because he's six. I'm not going to let him play Call of Duty because that is
well, yeah, he's six. We're talking about a 12-year-old here, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, he, at 6 years old, he can play something like Valorant, or he can play something like Apex, and it's not a problem because it's not like as realistic. He understands, like, okay, this is just a video game, and we've taught right. him really early with Nerf guns.
I think it's very important to teach them that yeah. stuff. People think, oh well, I'll just avoid. I won't let them see this stuff. They're gonna see it
mm-hmm.
eventually.
It's better that you show them. What
it's
it
better
is
that you taught them what's right and what's real life, what's not. What's that's just the way I look at it now. Mm-hmm. This is coming from somebody who never wants children. So take everything I say with a grain of salt, which clearly people have trouble doing. But it's just my opinion, folks. It's just what I would do. We would love to hear what you guys think. What would you all do on this? Tell us why. Tell us why you think, if you differ or you agree. Let us know why. We love to learn here. We're all about gaining common sense. And we want you all to have all the common sense in the world, because there's not enough of it to go around right now for people. And there's just, it's just not out there. So we wanted to get it out there as much as possible. So yeah, let us know, folks, what you think. All right. We got one more of those. Well, what would you do questions? You ready for it, Sky? Someone is choking at a table next to you at a restaurant. Would you perform the Heimlich maneuver, even if you've never done it before?
This one is hard for me. Only because, like, I had been trained. So, like, I know if it was the first time that I was ever doing it and I wasn't trained, I would feel horrible if I made the situation worse. But at the same time, I would probably honestly call out as I was going to him, like, does anybody know how to perform the Heimlich, but still, like, try to at least alleviate the situation.
Right.
Me personally, I don't know. Yeah, I think I would.
Now, this has happened before. People have done this,
mm-hmm.
and they have immediately been sued by yeah. the person.
Yeah.
For touching them without their permission. And mm-hmm. and quote unquote hurting them, abusing them.
Yep.
And that's those are the type of people that will get other people in the future killed, because mm-hmm. it's going to make other people not want to help somebody.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think I have it in me to just stand there and let somebody choke to death in front of me. I couldn't do it. Even with the worry of, I hope they don't sue me, I'm going to have to try to save their life. I'm going to have to. I just, there's that fight or flight instinct is going to kick in, and you're going to just, you're going to do the best you can and just be like, okay, they're going to sue me. I don't know. I've had it done to me. Somebody saved my life with the Heimlich maneuver. They did. They were gone before I ever even got to see their face. All I wanted to do was say thank you. I obviously would have never sued them. They saved my life. There's no doubt in my mind I would have died without them being there doing that to me. It's scary, but yeah, I think I'm with you on it, Sky. I think regardless, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And honestly, I know, which it's really fucked up, which is I don't think that dude that, like, helped you was more afraid of getting sued. But I do know that corporate, it's they tell you not to do those things. And mm-hmm. if because the corporate, they get sued, like, they're the right. ones who get in trouble. So they're like, if you're on the clock and you see it, you got to go get a manager, bring it to attention to somebody who is first aid certified. And if they're not, like, you know, you can get in a lot of trouble, get fired, actually. People have in the past gotten fired for trying to save somebody's life because of that. Which is probably why the subway chick sent you on your way. She was probably like, I ain't, no, I'm not losing my job. You ain't dying over here. That's fucking paperwork.
No, no, that girl just didn't know what to do on that situation. She was just like, go to customer service. She just panicked. She full on panicked.
People are just fucking nuts. Like, how and why would you do that? Like, why? Like, do you want to just sit there and die? And, like, why?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
I don't
get
it
either.
Talk
to the person beforehand. I'm going to put my hands on you to try to save your life. Give me 1 second. Like, that's, like,
yeah.
Like, honestly, I kind of feel like a lot of men have to do that with women, too, nowadays, too. Mm. And it's disturbing to me.
Yeah,
like, that's where society is at. Like, think about that, people. Like, that's where our mind is at, where you have to give somebody, that could be a life and death situation right there. But no, I need your consent. Are you consenting to me? I need to give you mouth to mouth right now. Like, are you going to, like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yep.
This world's so fucked.
It is. It really, really is. But we've started a new year. And I want to know what your thoughts are in our next segment. Our thoughts. What's your thoughts on resolution? New Year's resolutions. Do you do them? Do you have them? Do you believe in them? Do you not do them? We talked about this on Streamer Banner the other day. I'm curious to know what your opinion is on New Year's resolutions.
Resolutions. For me, I used to when I was younger. I used to do them. I used to be like, all right, this year I'm going to try to do this, or this year I'm going to try to do that. But no, not anymore. To me, it's just like a thing.
Yeah.
It's just meh.
That's what I said. I said it's just more of a, every day is like a resolution to me. Like, I just want every day to be better than the last. Like, I just want to move forward and make every year, every day, every week, every month, every second, every minute, every hour, everything. I want to make it better as I move forward.
Yeah.
In whatever way I can. And yeah, I don't know. Resolutions are interesting. Do you guys have any resolutions out there in the live chat, in the comments of the podcast? What do you guys think about New Year's resolutions? Do you have them? If so, what are they? And I don't know. I think that it's a... It's interesting. Most the common one is what? I want to lose
weight. Lose weight.
I want to lose weight. Somebody who avidly went to the gym for years, the first month of every year is terrible at the gyms. They're awful. I've worked at gyms. I used to just basically live in a gym for years. I used to actually take that month off. No joke. I'd be like, I'm working out at home for this month. I'm not even going to go to the gym because everybody and their brother, aunt, cousin, uncle, dog walker, everybody is going to be there.
Yep.
To get back in shape and lose that weight for the first minimum of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. February is usually when they started to, and this was like clockwork, because again, I used to work at gyms, multiple different gyms, and it was clockwork. Right before December, the week before January is when we really got a lot of people coming in, especially to gift it, because they knew, like, their family members really wanted to go down that path. But yeah, January 1st until like maybe 2-3 weeks in is usually when, like, it just went by half. And then by February, like, it was like 25% was remaining, and then right after that it was a whole just
it just
tapered off, and then the gyms were empty again, and it was just time to go get some more people some more members into your gym.
I don't know, man. It's just I don't know. Resolutions can be good. We all need that motivation. We need that pick me up, especially with all the possible pizza toppings that are out there these days. What are your thoughts on the pizza toppings we got?
Okay, so
my goodness.
He'd eat pizza for the rest of my life. I think that would be my ultimate food, only because of the amount of toppings that I have available to me. I'm on that list of the controversy of pineapple on my fucking pizza. Give me my pineapple pizza. I like sweet on my pizza. It's fine. Like, there's different. You just make it to what you want to make it. There's no difference in like a pizza with like any other food that you're going to eat. It's just a combination of flavors on a piece of bread. And then you eat it. Yeah. Like, what's better than that?
Well, according to, I have no idea how to say this name, Pequod's Pizza, PEQUODS. According to an article from them, these are the top 10 pizza toppings of 2020. I don't have 2021 for some reason. I just have 2020. But number one, pepperoni. Number two, yep. Mushrooms.
Mm, yes.
Number put three, which I don't feel like this should count, but extra cheese.
I can see it. Yeah, it shouldn't
sausage
count.
Was number four. Onion was number five. I love onion on pizza. Black olives.
That's
a no-go for me. Green pepper. Okay. I can't honestly say that I've ever had green pepper on
really pizza. I've had Philadelphia-style pizza, like Philly cheesesteak, and they put peppers and onions on it with, like, provolone. Ooh. Oh, God. It's so
good. That sounds good. Fresh garlic.
Okay. I've done that.
Tomatoes. Apparently, I thought that's kind of what the sauce was, but
it's a different flavor.
Yeah, I guess. Good. And finally, number 10, fresh basil. I do like fresh basil.
That's interesting. That is such a basic list. Like, I was expecting, I know, like, buffalo chicken pizza, mac and cheese pizza, Caesar salad pizza.
These were the top 10 according to that big P word place.
Okay. Are you a pineapple pizza person?
Negative. I don't like pineapple, though, like in general. Okay. So that might be why I don't think it would be good.
Gotcha.
If I liked pineapple, I probably still wouldn't want it on pizza because I love strawberries, but I don't think I would want strawberries on my pizza. Right?
I've had strawberries on my pizza.
I like peanut butter. I don't think I want it on my pizza.
I've had a peanut butter and jelly pizza.
Of course you have.
Okay, what is your favorite topping to put on pizza?
It would be onions and banana peppers.
Okay.
Honestly, pepperoni, though, is what I always go with. I always just go with cheese and pepperoni. Because it's just like, you can't go wrong with just a solid cheese and pepperoni pizza.
I know.
You just can't go wrong with it.
That texture, that tanginess, that little bit of a kick. Like, it's just... My kid is obsessed with pepperoni pizza. There was a time where if you gave him a regular cheese pizza, like, he would legitimately get upset with you until you went to the store and got pepperonis and put that shit
now,
on.
Now, my
it.
Sister, I'm going to out her for a second here. She picks all the cheese off of her pizzas. She eats just the bread and sauce. It's so strange to me. It's so strange.
I know somebody that used to do that. They used to take the cheese off and just eat not even the whole bread. They would eat the soft part on the inside where the sauce was. So they would, like, scoop it
out.
Not even eat the crust, but just eat that part. And I get it. Like, New York pizza's good. So, like, it really tasted good. But it was just me. I have to eat the whole pizza.
Gotta have the cheese.
Give it all to me. It's the burst of flavor in your mouth that is what makes it.
Yeah.
For me, my favorite topping would have to be bacon and pineapple, but not like Hawaiian style pizza. I know it's two things you hate, but it's like that crispy, crunchy bacon and pineapple that's sweet and salty. And if you throw in some jalapeno peppers in there, like, oh, yes. Mm, perfect.
No. Nope. Yeah. It's going to be a hard, hard pass for me on that. Just all there is to it. Well. All this pizza we've been eating is probably not good for our energy levels. And our energy levels being down is probably not good for our hygiene. And I'd like to know what your thoughts on pandemic hygiene. What do you think about people's hygiene during the pandemic that we've been in?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of things about people not, like, you know, bathing and showering for, like,
I think people stopped. People just, like, stopped caring altogether.
Yeah, they just don't give a shit. And, like, I get it. Like, I totally get it. Like, you wake up the next day, you didn't do anything. You just laid in bed all
fucking
day.
You're like, I haven't left my house in 3 weeks.
Why am I gonna fucking just get up and take a shower? Like, do I smell yet? I don't know. Like,
if you have to ask, you should probably take a shower. That's just the way I look at it.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like, I know, like, with my kid, like, he obviously, like, he had to shower every day because he was constantly active. Mm-hmm. But, like, I know there were times where I was just so tired that I was just like, fuck it, I'll just take a shower tomorrow. Or, like, I can't. I'm a whole ass mom. I got so much shit going on. I'm fucking tired. I'm achy. Like, I ain't doing shit. Where am I going tomorrow? Like, I'll wash my hair next week. Who gives a fuck?
Listen, I say be as skanky as you want in your own home. If you don't have guests over, that is. But if you're going to go in public, come on, get it together. Get it together. If you're going to force people to be around your scent, just smell proper at least. You know, and it's good for your mental state, I think, to just take a shower, really just wash off all the grossness of just
the
pandemic life and the day.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just, it's just.
You know what I have been doing a lot of, though, since the pandemic started, is I've been taking a lot of, like, I will take a shower, and then right after the shower, I'll clean up, like, the bathtub, and kind of, like, I will make, like, a nice little spa bath with, like, oils and, like, salts, and kind of just, like, really get, like, a nice, like, spa, like, relaxing.
Let me ask you
smelling.
Something. Do you, do you take baths? Or are you strictly shower person?
Nope. I take baths.
Okay.
But I'm weird. I kind of do both at the same time.
Okay. Well, that was my question. Do you shower after a bath?
Yeah. A lot of times. It's either one or the other. If I'm looking to relax, I'll shower first to cleanse everything off. And then I'll just, like, make, like I said, like a nice, like, spa type bath. And then other times I just want to lay down in nice hot water and I'll just, like, take a bath like that. And then I'll turn the shower on to, like, rinse, like, just do another quick rinse over the crap.
Yeah,
that
I can't do a bath without showering afterwards, because I feel like I'm just, even if I feel like I'm clean and I haven't done it, I feel like I'm just laying in my own filth.
I know. I say the same thing to my kid, because he takes, like, a half bath, half shower, and then, like, he'll turn off the shower and then go to lay down in the water. I'm like, you're just re-laying down in your filth. Now you gotta fucking clean yourself again. Like, it just, I don't know. I'm the same way. No, I don't like it. I have to re-shower.
Yeah, that's fair. I get it. It's it's something. Now, I do get my bath water, like, as hot as I can get it. I will just, like, all but, like, pass out from the heat of how hot I can get my bath water. And I'll lay in it for entirely too long, and I'll just keep adding hot water to it as it cools off if I ever take a bath. I rarely take them, but I think that it's crucial for me to, when I get up and shower off, to use, and I hate using cold water. I don't use cold water, but to use a little bit cooler water, you know, to cool down my body temperature. Because I'll stand up and I'll just be red from my neck to my toes. I am just blood red from being in that hot water. It's like when you get out of a jacuzzi, worse.
My hands actually will start to itch if it gets too hot, the water. Mm. Like, they'll start to, like, I'll dehydrate and my hands will actually.
Have you ever taken a detox bath?
No, but I want to really, really, really,
oh,
really.
Oh my
bad.
God, if you do, have the biggest bottle of water beside you. And do not stop chugging it. Because I did once. I did the Epsom salts, the baking soda, the essential oils, all the stuff that it was like a cocktail of things you were supposed to do for his detox bath for 20 minutes in, like, the hottest water you could handle. And I thought I was going to die because I was so dehydrated. You literally feel the toxins coming out of your hands and feet.
I want to do
that. It's wild.
I need this cocktail.
It is wild. And your skin feels better than it's ever felt.
ever. Need this cocktail in my life.
But you need to chug water and continue chugging water like the rest of the night.
I did this one, but it was like you had to drink a certain thing. It was you drank like cayenne pepper and like cinnamon and like coconut oil and turmeric, and like you get in the bath, but like you can't take that hot of a bath because it like heated you up from the inside and it kind of like detoxed you that way. But like,
yeah,
I wanted to do like a detox for like my skin. Like I feel like I want to get into a bath and like have like a layer of skin just peel it the fuck off of me. Like I feel like I just need to be, I don't know, cleaner.
Yeah, that's fair. I get it. I don't know, I couldn't tell you the last time I took a bath though. It's been a while. Yeah. I'm a shower person. Who I am. All right, what else we got?
So this one is something that I came across on TikTok, which actually made me think a little bit because I was just like, wait, how does this work? How do you process thoughts? Are you somebody that when you think about something, do you just see the words in your head, or do you see like a scenario with pictures? Do you see both? Like, how do you process your thoughts in your head?
I'm a very visual person.
Okay.
I'm a visual learner. I know that. But I also hear myself. Like I hear my own voice in my head, which sounds, I'm sure, nothing like what I actually sound like in real life. But
yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm a very visual person. I will, when you're describing something, if I can like, it'll seem as if I'm not paying attention, I think, to people, but it's because I'm
trying to
looking off in the distance, picturing it in my head. Like I'm just focus. I'll pick something to focus on with my eyes, and then I'll go to a different world in my head.
What about like math questions? Like if somebody asks you like a what's 153 plus 27 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like how do you think about that in your head?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm terrible at math for one. For me, I just break it down. I forget what numbers you just said, but 153 plus 27.
Uh-huh.
So for me it would be like 150 plus 20. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the 7 plus 3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of I break things down.
Okay.
And that.
But do like in your head, do you see like numbers?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
I'm genuinely trying to do it right now. I don't know what I see. I don't know that I see anything.
That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So with me, I'm both. When it comes to like word problems or when it comes to like math problems, I actually see the equation in my head and I can look at it, or the words that they're like, I'm doing like a jumble. I can see the jumble in my head and then like I can see myself like moving the things. But if it's describing something or like a place or like a scenario, like, oh, what would you do if, let's say like the ceiling was falling, like I would actually picture, I'm like, oh, okay, ceiling falls and let me, like the room is in my head and like, where are my exit points? Like, what would I do? Who's in the house? So I would actually picture the scenarios in my head. So I do a little bit of both, which is really interesting.
That is interesting. Are you a visual learner?
1,000%. Yes, I'm a visual learner, but I also love to gather information. So I love
I've always read. Said I could be a doctor if I could watch a doctor like perform a surgery. Then I feel, and you know, ask questions along the way and stuff. I feel like I could do the exact same surgery immediately after.
I mean, you could just be a mechanic.
Yeah,
mechanic probably does do that.
It's yeah,
same concept, you know.
Yeah, less, I guess
you're not gonna kill anybody.
Very true. Very true. I should probably start out as a mechanic before I delve into being a self-made doctor.
I mean, to each their own. Yeah. Okay, moving on. This moving next on. One was another topic that we were supposed to have on New Year's, but, you know, New Year's kisses. How do you feel about them? Do you remember them? Have you had them? Like, experiences, good, bad?
I've had some New Year's kisses that some were good and some felt unorganic.
Yeah.
Not like they were forced or anything like that. It just felt like, like we both like wanted to, but it felt like we had to type of thing, where it was like one of those, it wasn't like, it just felt like, oh, we're only kissing because it's New Year's. We're not kissing because we want to be kissing.
Exactly.
Type of situation. You know what I mean? Nothing bad. Nothing that I who doesn't enjoy kissing, right? Like that's just, but yeah, I don't know. I think they're fine. I think they're romantic. They're like a cute way to start your year.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against them.
I couldn't, you know, do like the just kiss a random person or just kiss like just because, like it was just like you said, like it felt very or like just not organic. It just felt just weird and wrong and rushed and just like meh. I'm like, ah, I didn't like it. Like I've had some really nice New Year's kisses in the past, but it was very few, to be honest. It was probably like maybe 3 or 4 out of all the people I've ever dated, which is surprisingly. I do remember the last year that I actually was with somebody that we went to a bar for New Year's Eve, and when the ball dropped, he grabbed the girl next to him on the other side and kissed her instead of me because he was so drunk that he didn't realize it wasn't me.
That's rough.
Yeah, and I just stood there and was like, and she was caught off guard. Like, she was just some random chick that was, we were all just watching the fucking TV. And then he, like, stepped back and he was just like, you're not my girlfriend. And I was just like, hey, babe.
Hi, sir. I'm over here.
What's up? I'm the other 2-foot imp that's standing next to you.
Oh, that's rough.
So, and I wasn't drinking because this was actually the same time where, like, I felt like I was pregnant, but like I didn't know. I was still like, just, it was New Year, so we didn't get a pregnancy test. We couldn't go anywhere, and it was like one of those things where like something just didn't feel right. So I wasn't really drinking. I had like one drink maybe, and even that, I was nursing it the whole night. Which, if anybody knew me like then, like I did not do that.
I
was like 2 champagne bottles in by that point. Like, so it was weird for me to just. I was just. It just felt off. So I just remember we left the club, and I was just like, "This just, everything just feels wrong today."
Yeah.
So that was my last experience. Well, now that's, I get fair, to kiss my little kid.
I couldn't tell you the last time I've had a kiss on New Year's, though. It's been a long time, so maybe it's changed. Maybe people do different things now. I don't know. I don't know what any of that is about these days. So
they've gone beyond kissing at this point.
Yeah, I think this past year I just like cuddled with my sister's dogs and just kissed all over their snoots. Their little snouts, you know. I think that's how I enjoyed my New Year's, which is so much better getting puppy kisses than it is.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, forget the human. Just let me just get all the puppy kisses and I'll be happy. All right, we're going to move on to less than comedy segment, I would say, right? More of something on our serious side of things, but this one's actually kind of funny. And this week's segment of Break the Stigma. And this is a stigma I want broken, and I've wanted broken since I was in high school. Since I was a little kid, honestly, I've wanted this stigma to be broken. Public attire.
Mm-hmm.
Can you wear PJs in public? Can you wear pajamas? Should you be able to just wear pajamas in public?
Yes. I do it all the time. People say things to me and they look at me funny and I could care less. I am comfortable and I am happy. Leave me the fuck alone. Now, I get it. There's a time and a place for everything. I'm obviously not going to go to like my aunt, like Juju's fucking funeral and a PJs. I'm gonna dress appropriately, or a job interview and like my freaking bathrobe and my,
see, that's where we're different. I think we should be able to. I don't think I should miss out on a job just because I show up in pajama pants and a tank top and a ball cap.
For me, being a
something
hiring
that doesn't
manager,
affect something that doesn't affect my ability to do something,
it just kind of shows what kind of effort you're putting into it. for me as a hiring manager. Because, like,
I get it, but I still that's what I want to break though. I want to break that's a stigma because I could show up to a job in pajamas and do it 10 times better than somebody that shows up in a suit.
You probably could.
There's everybody, like, there's that's like that for everybody. Like, there's so many people that could show up in a bathrobe and outdo somebody that shows up in a three-piece suit.
No, I totally get it because for me, it was depending on which job. Like, when I worked at Wall Street and somebody came in and they wanted a job, like, you had to be presentable because you were going to be presented in front of other people. When I worked
at a pet store,
like, it was a total different thing where they came in and I actually, the best workers did come in dressed in like raggedy clothes. Like, they were the best workers. So I totally get it. But to me, again, it was more of like, this is the kind of effort you're putting into something
right,
of a
but
professional
that's the stigma
matter.
That I'm talking about that I want to break. I want to, that's a stigma to me. It's a stigma saying you're not going to be good at this job because you didn't put on nice clothes. That's just the way that comes off to me. And I think that's insanity. If I want to wear a bathrobe, as long as I'm covered up, as long as I am not showing anything illegal, I should be allowed to wear it without judgment. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Like, I feel like the whole judging thing, like, it's not like what I would be doing. It's just more of us. I'm trying to think of the benefit of the company that I'm working for and how it would be perceived from other people who would potentially
right.
be
the stigma of how it's perceived from other people. That's the stigma that I'm talking
about.
It's
more of a respect thing, though.
No, it's not. No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
Not if they're like, not if it's a commonality. Not if everybody's doing it. Not if everybody's just walking around in their PJs all the time. The hiring manager's in their PJs. It's not disrespectful for me to show up in my PJs.
What if it's a doctor?
As long as he's equipped to do the job, I don't care if he's wearing a barrel around him or a coconut bra. I don't care as long as it's not going to interfere with the surgery. I don't care.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
I still feel like certain things, like, you just kind of, it just would be inappropriate.
That's the stigma that I'm talking about, though. We need to break it. I want to break it. Yeah. I think I want to be able to
like
wear
anywhere
PJs
else in the world.
Anywhere and everywhere.
No, I feel like anywhere else. If you want to go to a fancy restaurant, go ahead. Wear whatever the fuck you want. Because I've done the same thing. And honestly, like, today was another. I wear hoodies all the time. And as I'm dropping off my kid, the principal looks at me and he goes, "Hey, where's your coat, mommy?" Like, calling me a mom, first off, which was really weird coming out of his fucking mouth. I was like, what? Anyway, but I was like, this is it. This is what I wear. He goes, "Wait, are you serious?" I'm like, yeah. He's like, "So you don't have a coat?" I was like, I didn't say I didn't have a coat. This is just what I prefer to wear. Like, I've been doing this for the past 20 years. I've worn hoodies. Like, that's just my, like, I have a closet full of hoodies. He's like, "Oh, okay," and then just kind of like walked away from me, like, with this concerned look on my face, on his face, like, "Bitch, you weird."
Like, some, like, okay, say you go to the grocery store and you see somebody walking around in a robe. Most people are going to make fun of that person. They're going to look at him and be like, "What the?" You know, that's the kind of stuff I want to knock off. Let me wear a robe. Who am I hurting?
See, that I don't care about.
Who am I hurting?
That I don't care about.
Why? What is wrong with it? Especially during this pandemic. It's like, why? Why am I going to go put on these clothes to impress people I don't know that I'm going to see never again in my life?
You can't even see half of them because they're all wearing fucking masks.
Everybody's wearing masks. Nobody's looking at each other's eyes. We're all just looking down trying to get through the day.
It's just avoiding life and everything.
Oh, it's just, I don't know, man. I just want to be comfortable. Can't I just be comfortable? No. I don't know. But I was a lifeguard for many years where I was lucky if I had a shirt on. So maybe it's just the way I've been brought up through life. I don't know. I think we should be allowed to wear whatever you want. As long as you're not breaking any laws, wear what you want.
That's fair.
Now, if it's a matter of, like, public health, that's one thing. But as far as just the stigma of don't wear that because it looks goofy, no, get rid of that. Get that out the window. I'm going to wear whatever I want.
I don't care about that.
Yeah. All right, Sky.
Yes.
That time of the day.
What?
Hypothetical question time.
I'm not ready. I'm going to ask you first.
You're going to ask me first. Yes, I'm not ready either.
Tough shit.
I'm not ready at all.
Tough shit. You have. I'll speak very slowly.
Oh, man.
What would you sell your soul to the devil for?
Well, I'm a ginger, so this is tough for me.
You're part ginger, so you still have a partial soul.
Am I part ginger? I'm full-fledged ginger.
You have other stuff in you.
Let's see. That's a really, really tough one. Because there's so many things I would love to have in life. I think, once again, I would love to have the ability to just like touch someone's hand, or even just telepathically make somebody see things through my eyes.
So like Professor X from the X-Men.
I don't know. I don't know what all he does. I don't want to control them. I just want them. I want them to still have their own thoughts, but I want them to be able to see things the way I see things. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
For people to feel the empathy that I will feel in a situation or something.
I like that.
When I see that they don't have that empathy, I want them to see the way I view it. Just so they can, because people are so blind to looking at things subjectively. They get too emotional about things. And I want people to be able to look at things through separate lenses sometimes.
People tend to jump the gun or overreact on certain situations without
nonstop
getting like the full gravity of
something.
They don't trust the process.
People just don't trust the process, and it's unfortunate.
I get it completely.
Other than that, probably just unlimited toaster scrambles.
That's what you would sell your soul for?
Because those things are the bomb.com. They're toaster strudels, for those who don't know, but they're breakfast version. They got sausage, egg, and cheese. They've got, if you like bacon, they got bacon and cheese and eggs and... But they're so good. I have a problem. I need to go to Scrambles Anonymous because I am addicted on a bad level. Because they're so easy, quick, delicious. You make them in the air fryer. Oh, man. I'm going to eat one after this show now that we're talking about it.
Well,
but what about you, Sky? What would you sell your soul to the devil for?
The ability to talk to animals.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I want to be.
I like that one.
Eliza Thornberry. I want to talk.
I changed mine to. I picked talk to animals. I picked talk to animals.
No,
dips.
No, it's mine. Stop it. It's mine. I said it first. Me. No, I want to, because I feel like I could learn so much more about
them.
I
would change mine.
No, this is my thing. This is my thing. Let me have my thing. This one's mine.
What's the first thing you would say to an animal?
I would probably talk to...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I would probably talk to my own pets first.
That's fair.
And
that's fair.
I would ask them sincerely. I'm like, are you guys happy?
Right.
And I would just want to make sure that they are. And if they aren't, I'd figure out what to make them happy. Unless it's like, you know, they're going to be like my child and be like, well, give us bacon every day.
Yeah.
Like, no, you can't do that.
Right. What would be like the one animal, the one animal that you would want to talk to in the world? Like you get to say you were given this gift, but you could only talk to one animal.
One animal.
Otters.
I want to talk to otters.
Really? What do you want to know about the otters?
Why are they so aggressive? Like, I love you.
You wouldn't want to talk to like a lion or an eagle.
No. No.
Or something that can like, yeah, like fly around and see what it's like to, oh man. No.
I love
an otter. You might as well talk to a cat.
No. I mean, a cat would have a very interesting.
A cat would be an interesting conversation. I would like to talk to like a big cat, like a lion or a tiger or something. That'd be pretty cool. Or a panther.
Yeah, I mean it.
Or a kangaroo. I really want to know what's going on in a kangaroo's head.
How does it feel having a pouch?
Right.
Like, talk to me about that. No, I kind of feel like, you know, with otters, like I'm again fascinated by the water, and they're sea otters. Like there's river otters. Like there's so many otters that can actually go into the water, and I would want to know like. What's down there? Like, what things are we not seeing? Like, how far down can you go? Like,
you know what I want to talk to?
Animals? Who?
A shark.
I was going to say a shark.
A shark. I want to have a full-on conversation with a shark. Like a killer shark, too. Like one of the meanest sharks in the ocean. I want to have a conversation, and I need some questions answered.
You're like, why do you attack us?
Why do you attack us?
Can I tell you?
I know, and then I'm going to avoid doing those things in my life.
Like seals, and we
right, and I'm going to be like, well, I eat too many toaster scrambles, and I'm fluffy. Okay,
I can't help it.
It's just a problem that I have. I'm working on it, okay? But it's just going to happen, and you're going to have to deal with it. I'm not a seal. I'm just fluffy.
And I float. You ask about the megalodon. Like, do you guys worship the megalodon? Is that real?
Right?
That'd be terrifying.
Sharks are crazy. But guess what, Sky?
What?
That's our show.
Why?
That's our show.
It
episode 18
since the last one.
Episode 18 in the books.
Like forever till the next one.
Huge, huge, huge shout out to all the people out there in the live chat with us. All you room readers out there, we appreciate you. All of our sponsors, exclamation point sponsors. If you're in the chat, if you're listening to some podcast stations, you can look in the bio and find the link to all of our sponsors. Please show them some love as they've shown to us. Thank you guys so freaking much. Another incredible episode. I believe some people got upset at me in the chat based on some of my views. We don't apologize for anything here, but we would love to talk to people that if you differ with us, we're very open-minded. We're very open to talk to you. Please reach out to us. It's not a problem. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. You guys mean the world to us. And Sky, is there anything I'm missing?
No, I can't believe we're in a new year. It's just exciting. And
first episode of the year. It's complete. We're off.
Of the year, done. We're off to the races.
We are
we're
off to the races. How many episodes will we have this year? If we, I don't know. That's math. I got to do all the adding 20 and 10 and plus 3. It's too much. I don't know.
365 divided by 7.
Yeah,
seven
it's just a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot of math. We're going to do a lot of shows this year, I hope.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We will be back next week, next Thursday, right here on twitch.tv/jalopy, 11 p.m. Eastern. Skylo and I thank you all so freaking much. You guys are incredible. That's it, guys. Until next week, one thing to always remember.
Read the room.